That you always says you're listening to Fabio B and Johnny and Move Fire every time, okay? Yeah. Big up.
Code name Move Fire on the run. Code name Babylon Action. Code name Move Fire on the run. Radio Babylon Action. Well, we have the lyrics weapon. It brandish when the dance get ram. We start fling down the Roseman pattern. Full of knowledge and of wisdom. Some of them are come with an imitation. Born on the same day but a different pattern. But when you see the more fire show up on the run, you know say this your one when I ramp with the plan. Hey yo, tune in to the More Fire Show. This is Brother Culture. Big up the Under Rasta, massive every time.
Buonasera e bentrovate a tutte e tutti e tutto a questa nuova puntata di More Fire Reggae Radio Show, la seconda del Reggae Month, ovvero del mese di febbraio. Dopo la prima dedicata interamente a Dennis Emmanuel Brown, andiamo a festeggiare un'altra icona non solo del reggae ma anche della rivoluzione, della libertà e della lotta contro il sistema occidentale, ovvero Robert Nesta Marley. Quindi passiamo dal Prince of Reggae, The Crown Prince, Dennis Emmanuel Brown, a The King, ovvero Robert Nesta Marley. E lo facciamo ancora una volta in a World Sounds and Power Style, ovvero ascoltando musica e parole direttamente dalla voce degli artisti. Quindi buon ascolto e buona Pricing 80, così come è stato chiamato l'80° anniversario di Bob Marley.
First time I tried write that song was the first time I tried play the guitar. And so I can't write a song without the guitar. But it really grew together. Me really just not like steered my guitar, you know. But it just happened. It's just inspiration come true. You know. And
yeah.
It just, because I personally could write a, it could look like I could write a woolly tune, it look like, you know, but I pick special tune for write.
Yeah.
Because a man can think of plenty of things, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
The stone that the builder refused will always be the head cornerstone. You're a builder, baby. Here I am, a stone. Don't you pick and refuse me. 'Cause the things people refuse are the things they should choose. Do you hear me? Hear what I say. Stone that the builder refuse will always be the head cornerstone. The stone that the builder refuse, yeah, will always be the head cornerstone. You're a builder, baby. Oh, here I am, a stone. Don't you pick and refuse me. 'Cause the things people refuse are the things they should use.
The stone that the builder refuse will always be the head cornerstone. La pietra che il costruttore scarta man mano sarà l'ultima che poi verrà posta, quindi quella più in mostra, più in evidenza. E questa è un po' la storia di Bob Marley, anche un po' il suo sentire, che nacque a Nine Mile in Giamaica nel 1945 da un padre che era un ufficiale della marina inglese che abbandonò poi la madre sedella.
Ready?
Come, come, come back here, my young lady. Come, come, come back here to me, my young lady. Yeah. Just while I thought
everything was running smooth. She left me while I was in the mood. Now I'm calling to you, 'cause my world is relying for you to come, I come, I come back here, my young lady. Come, I come, I come back here to me, my young lady. Just while I thought everything was running smooth. See that one now. When I was just a little child, happiness was there a while. Then from me it slipped one day. Happiness, come back, I say, 'cause if you don't come, gonna go look for happiness. 'Cause if you don't come, gonna go looking for happiness. Been together like school children, then your hurt was just in vain.
Bob, could we talk a little bit about you and how you started out in the singing business? I know you started very young. How did you start?
Started out crying.
Right from the start.
Yeah,
eh?
Started out crying, you know. And then music becomes a part. Our music is a part. I was a part, you know. What I tell you, it really started is really a thing when I really have to think about how it really started, because I can't be ungrateful to Jah. Mm-hmm. Because yesterday we start, yet it was yesterday, you know. Mm-hmm. So in from the beginning, Jah the created, you know, the starting for the man start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Know what I mean? So really have to think about from creation then.
All right.
In his own sweet life, girl, coming in from the
Di Robert Nesta Marley qui a Morfire Reggae Radio Show su Radio Onda Rossa. Abbiamo sentito all'inizio di questa puntata, oltre a un medley acustico, anche le parole di Bob che raccontano i suoi inizi e il suo approccio alla musica. La prima volta che ho scritto una canzone è la prima volta che ho preso una chitarra. Potrei scrivere tante canzoni anche senza la chitarra, ma semplicemente è andata così, l'ispirazione che mi è venuta da già mi ha spinto a scrivere così. Ne potrei scrivere tante di canzoni, ma scelgo di prendere, di scrivere solo quelle più importanti. E quando Neville gli chiede, sì, ma qual è stato il vero inizio? Come hai iniziato veramente a cantare? Marley risponde, ho iniziato piangendo, started out crying. E questa risposta ricorda quella che ci darà più tardi quando parlerà della sua fede religiosa. Tutto parte dall'inizio, from creation, come se fosse nelle premesse dell'essere stesso.
You know, Bob, it seems to me you always seem to come back to the situation when you talk that you're always aware of the suffering. It seems to me that is you keep coming right back to it all the time. I would you say you're a bitter person or angry or you know?
Well, I'm on sight of earth today, Neville. And when I'm on sight of earth, I know some people live off a false pretense, majority of them, you know. And I know say I and I don't have to suffer the way always suffer. Not because of material things, but in some way material things becomes a object will make I and I have to suffer. And through the people and the teaching where them get and them want to come teach with the same teaching the whole wine where them get. And we are show them the truth today. And so them fight against the truth because them say, well then, because of this self-pride and respect. Because you older than me, I shouldn't come tell you something where you should have known long time ago. So you use this false pride and fight me down because when I tell you about Rastafari, through your long experience you are from time ago about the teaching where you get. You can't see this nothing in a new wine, this is creation, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can't see something where them don't teach you, you only have to see where them teach you.
Yeah.
So it's not angry and all of that, but it's just truth, you know, and then it have to bust out a man like a river.
Right. And your way to bust it out is in your music. That's the way it comes out. That's
sir.
Your experience.
Mi sembra, dice Neville a Bob, che tu torni sempre sul tema della sofferenza, ti senti amareggiato, ti sei una persona arrabbiata? E Marley risponde, non sono arrabbiato, è che comunque quando guardo come stanno le cose, quando getto il mio sguardo sul mondo, vedo che tutto è bilanciato un po' sui falsi valori. E se non fosse per questo la gente non sarebbe costretta a soffrire, ma per sofferenza non si riferisce soltanto alle cose materiali, quelle sì diventano fonte di sofferenza, ma non è quello, è più appunto un discorso di ideali e di quanto questo sistema ci privi del proprio orgoglio. E quindi non dico cose in maniera arrabbiata, è soltanto la verità che scorre fuori come l'acqua da un fiume.
Fabio and the More Fire Show. Lord of mercy. Yo, this is the one and only Big Youth, and I'm hanging with Fabio and the More Fire. Lord of mercy.
All right. Listen now, you talk about material things, right? But, Bob, quite frankly, I don't think you would fairly say that right now you are a sufferer in the sense of money.
Well, if you check what money is, then money don't make you suffer, and money don't make you don't suffer. Hey, everything really rests in your mind, you know, because I dig this.
Yeah.
I man is a farmer, you know. and I man don't live with money. Them could have never give you a penny, I say. I man have to live. You know, but again, you know, I man can play music and I man don't afraid for the earth. So I man play music and if money for come out of music, don't come out of music, I know my directly. My heart really open wide, I bleed blood for get money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
For
right,
the thing
right.
is, Selassie I is the king of kings on earth. No, which guy on earth rich like the king of kings? So my father is the richest man on earth, so I man a rich, rich man. But then I mind me and I suffer on you because, you know, on you. Because not material things make you suffer, you know, because just them never give a man more than him can bear. That means neither some man tell me, say, yes, them never drink no tea and the other day them never drink no tea because I know if the man that want to drink tea, him could have drink tea.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's the mind things, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Them belly full, but we hungry. A hungry mob is a hungry mob. A rain a fall, but the joint is tough. A yacht a yuck, but you'd not enough. You're gonna dance to jam music, dance. We're gonna dance to jam music, dance. Oh, forget your troubles. And dance. Forget your sorrow and dance. Forget your sickness and dance. Forget your weakness and dance. Cost of living gets so high. Rich and poor, they start to cry. Now the weak must get strong. They say, oh, what a tribulation. Them belly full, but we hungry. Hungry mob is a hungry mob. Rain a fall, but the dirty tough.
The belly full but we hungry, loro hanno la pancia bella piena e noi invece siamo affamati. Questa era la traccia che abbiamo ascoltato dopo Coming in from the Cold e Slave Driver in questa puntata aperta da un medley acustico di Bob Marley e continuiamo con l'intervista nella quale Neville punzecchia Bob dicendogli tu sei un soffera, ti dichiari soffera ma siamo onesti, ora che sei una star mondiale non puoi dire di non insomma di soffrire per la mancanza di qualcosa e Bob risponde io non sono un farmer ma comunque nello specifico sono un cantante e se la mia musica mi porta dei soldi, i soldi vengono con la musica ma non sono io che getto il sangue pur di avere i soldi. E comunque sì, mi ritengo ricco perché mio padre è il più ricco tra i ricchi, ovvero Haile Selassie I, the King of Kings, nessuno è più ricco di lui. E continuiamo con la musica e le parole, quindi a seguire dopo l'intervista Natural Mystic.
Do you feel any different from when you perform in Jamaica on your own?
Well, right now, the difference in feelings, you know, right now I'm gonna read it. Feel no difference. We just want to play good music and play good music. Mm-hmm. So we don't care which part of the music I play. Because it's not the people who I play music, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we just love to play good music.
Yeah. You know, it's fantastic, you know. I mean, a lot of people listen to popular music, right? They listen to records. And if some people just listen to it and all they hear is a rhythm, you know, there is something for them to dance to. But it seems to me you put such a lot in your lyrics. Does it bother you that Jamaica people don't hear your lyrics as well as they should? Or you think that they understand them and your message is getting across?
Well, I said, many shall be called, but only few chosen, right? And then the people have listened to the last, for the trumpet, which is not no trumpet to a complete. Man of God talks, his imperial majesty, earth rightful ruler.
Let's go to this business of your religion. You're a Rastafarian. How long have you been a Rastafarian?
How long have I been a Rastafarian? I am a Rasta man. You know, I stand Rasta. If you say how long, it's like, again, you have to say from creation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you can understand it that way. Because you're like, say, you're like, let's say, 15 years, 10 years. It's not really so. It's from creation.
But you know, a lot of people in Jamaica, they hear about Rasta. They see Rasta, but yet a lot of things about it they do not understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now, anyone have anything to say, come up, come and say it, Lord, make me hear what them have to say. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God? Well, God come black. Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
Se fosse sintonizzato da poco, siete su Morfire Reggae Radio Show, il programma di Radio Onda Rossa che parla di reggae e oggi di Robert Nesta Marley. Abbiamo ascoltato la sua voce introdurre il tema del rastafarianesimo e continuiamo ad ascoltare il cantante parlare di questo e di quello che riguarda anche chi si atteggia soltanto a essere rasta, ma è soltanto un rascals, ovvero un finto rasta.
Now listen, Bob. You know, a lot of people have a feeling that a lot of guys who claim to be rastas are really, as one song says, rascal.
Many shall be called, but only few chosen, you know. And they shall be sheep and wolf in sheep clothing. But I couldn't watch that this day because I have to live rasta and no rasta. I no come to judge a man, just to leave all judgment unto him. So all the people who see a man out there and say, oh, him a go and like say him say my rasta. Who is them for say, oh, him a go and so? When God say, leave all judgment unto him.
Yeah. But what do you think about all this crime and violence going on though as a rasta?
Well, I don't think as all the crime and violence going on is laws cause crime and violence. Well, I don't really, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, earth, I come, earth, a forward to our creation was an earth for rest, the mind thing. Now, all the laws that we abide by and blah, blah, boom, 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 because we suffer, as any man can know that, them laws that them have don't must be a must. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which laws? You're speaking about any laws in particular?
Every law. The only law which is law, is the law of life, the law of live. Now dig this, a man build him city and him say want these people for run it and him want these people for live here. So no, me don't want get involved talking like me's a politician now, me want, you know what I mean? Me just want to talk about righteousness like civilian. Rightful rule and him run no wire fence.
Yeah, yeah. But am I right in assuming that Rastas do not believe in violence at all?
Rasta don't believe in violence, man. Rasta don't believe. Rasta know.
Yeah.
You see, when you believe, is that mash you up. You must know what you know.
Yeah.
E quindi non sta all'uomo giudicare un altro uomo. E alla domanda di Neville, che si interroga sull'ondata di crimine e violenza in Giamaica, Bob Marley risponde che la vera causa è proprio la legge. anzi, nello specifico, tutte le leggi, perché l'unica legge che vale è quella della vita e di come viverla. Mentre invece la visione errata che ci dà il sistema è quella di un uomo che costruisce le città, ci mette dentro le persone e gli impone dei doveri. Il 18 aprile del 1980, quando lo Zimbabwe, fino allora colonia britannica conosciuta con il nome di Rhodesia, ottenne l'indipendenza. Le celebrazioni furono arricchite anche da un concerto di Bob Marley and the Wailers che partecipò gratuitamente, anzi sostenne addirittura le spese per l'amplificazione per un totale di circa 250.000 dollari. Il concerto fu partecipato da più di 100.000 persone. Inevitabili i disordini che costrinsero la band a lasciare il palco, ma il concerto fu ripreso e se ne tenne un altro anche il giorno dopo per tutti quelli che non erano riusciti ad entrare. Marley stesso ricorda questo come uno dei momenti più significativi della sua carriera.
Burn, baby, burn them. Burn more fire, burn them. Hot like scotch bonnet paper. Seven times the fire get out of riddle on the road sound. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is Louis Jonathan Messenger and you're in tune to the More Fire on Radio Underosa.
Thank you. You think you might have to go away to live?
Ooh,
you
I
know,
personally.
Yes, you personally, as you get more popular over
no,
there.
Within 2,000 years, just say.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Earth is Earth. Within 2,000 years, now it's 1,973. Like I say again, I don't do this thing for no money business. Mm-hmm. This thing is if Jack come in my heart and make it move, that I have to go in England, go say these things again, or say these things in America or Australia, mm-hmm. I will have to go because I personally is a servant of His Imperial Majesty.
Right, right, right.
Not doing no hard work. Just doing what just I have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jim gave him the power to play music and him gave the inspiration to say the things and the people who him worked to. Because I'm a man who said, Jah and I live in every life. Mm-hmm. Now, some people are devil and some people are angel. Dig? Just leave all judgment unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Dig? So, you know, it's plenty of things. There's some certain things a man have to really keep to himself and try to suss it out for himself, because you can say things at the time you say it's not so right and maybe not. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you have to,
you have to
really, because it's things that thing with Jah teach every day, and sometimes you have to learn it. You have to know him say.
Yeah.
You have to suss it out.
No, you know, you obviously, you have your religious faith, right? And you have your convictions. Do you get annoyed by people who don't understand what you're talking about? Do you get annoyed?
I'm sorry for the people who do not understand what we talk about, man. Because there'd be a great tribulations in time when they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, you see, I personally know my heart can be hard as a stone and yet soft as water. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then again, still sorry for the people who don't know His Imperial Majesty.
Yeah.
Because it's like my mother used to tell me, you know, people either go chop off and them are dead and can't dead in, mm-hmm. in the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And these, yeah, are the judgment days. Mm-hmm. You know, only the fittest are the fittest shall survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like what Marcus Garvey said.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just said, go.
But tell me now, as a Rasta, what is your feeling about being Jamaican?
Being Jamaican?
Yeah.
Being Jamaican, well, years gone on, Neville. Being Jamaican, I don't say being Jamaican, you know. I see myself as a Rasta, being Rasta.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
So Jamaica is Jamaica, Africa is Africa. I'm an a Rasta.
Uh-huh. You don't have any boundaries.
My boundaries. No, well, I must pick a place on earth where I know I must live,
uh-huh.
and I know I want to live near my father, and my father live in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
So I must live where my father is.
Literally? In other words, literally you hope to go and live in Ethiopia someday?
I don't hope. We're going.
Mm-hmm.
And near.
Uh-huh.
This is 1973, going near to 74 uh-huh. now, you know. And just say, before one of my word pass away, heaven and earth crash,
mm-hmm.
dig. And him say I'm going to prepare a place that where he is, I and I shall be there also.
Bob, listen, every day nowadays you read about famine in Ethiopia. What you say to that now?
Right. Great.
Everybody
I
been asking about
it. I say great. If you don't know God, you're going to suffer and dead.
Mm.
No God, no partial. Regardless where you're upon earth. If you're in Ethiopia, in him palace, and you don't know, say him is the Almighty, you suffer. Regardless where you're there, God, no partial eye. No, I could have starve and suffer too, but I know Jah.
Provo un po' a sintetizzare quello che abbiamo ascoltato. Neville dice a Bob, adesso che sei diventato famoso, che tutti ti conoscono, pensi di ritirarti o di continuare? E Bob risponde, quello che faccio non lo faccio per i soldi. Se vado in Inghilterra, in America o in Australia, lo faccio perché la mia missione è un compito, quello di portare la parola di Jah. Sicuramente un domani cercherò un mio posto, e anzi il mio posto è in Etiopia, lì dove è mio padre e dove torneremo entro 2000 anni, così dice Jah Rastafari. E mi dispiace per quelli che non capiscono la parola di Jah, perché il giorno del giudizio è vicino. E una risposta un po' spiazzante la dà relativamente alla fame, la carestia che c'è in Etiopia. Dice bene che ci sia, perché solo chi è preparato e chi conosce la parola di Jah può sopravvivere. Only the fittest of the fittest shall survive in a desert time, you know?
Let me tell you, if you're not Why did your songs change a little bit? To me, your songs changed from ghetto music early on to African music now. I think your last album, Survival, was an African album.
Well, to I, wherever there is oppression and suffering people, the masses of the people, wherever it's called a ghetto. As you know, Africa is a mass of people that go through international oppression, you know? So it's ghetto music all the way. But, you know, it's for everyone, not for anyone special. It's this message is for everyone. For even if the people in the West see the justice that should be handed down to the people in Africa, then whoever, all the justice come, whoever he is, then justice is justice. You know? And...
Siamo in Svizzera e si parla dell'album Survival del 1979, quello con tutte le bandiere dell'Africa in copertina. E l'intervistatore, in maniera un po' facilona, dice: come mai la tua musica è cambiata? Prima era la musica del ghetto, adesso è diventata world music, musica africana. E Bob Marley risponde: la musica è musica, come la giustizia. La giustizia è giustizia ed è giustizia ovunque. La mia musica nasce dal ghetto ed è per la gente che soffre. E l'Africa è come se fosse un grande ghetto dove la gente soffre. My eyes this morning,
your songs, you often refer to the Bible, but many of the young people who are coming to your concert don't believe in the Bible anymore.
Because the way they've been taught about the Bible, that is not the way of the Bible. You know what I mean? Because if I was living in that world where the everyday interpretation of the Bible go on, then I would have eaten the Bible too. But now that we have found the right way of the Bible, then the Bible is to be loved, because the Bible is a record of man creation. It's the only book tell you, it's the only book can make, can show you where mankind begin without any prejudice or anything like that, any boastiness, pride or anything. It just have how it go, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, all the Christian people, not even a Christian, all the people who go to churches, interpret the Bible and the preachers them, that is not the right way. Because the greatest thing is that life, see, is life. Life I deal with. If the preacher read the Bible and tell you that you have to die to go to heaven, then he's not reading the Bible. Because the Bible tell you, you have to live in a heaven. You don't die and go to heaven, you have to live in heaven. You know, a lot of places on earth could be, but Africa is our heaven, because that's where we come from. You know, maybe if it's a Swiss, maybe if you're from Switzerland and the people know God, then maybe you could live in peace, unity, harmony, you know. But, you know, people are stubborn and desert because of material vanity.
Molti dei tuoi testi hanno dei riferimenti biblici, ma i giovani non la leggono più. Bob Marley risponde, sì, la Bibbia è un libro che ci racconta la nostra storia e in realtà andrebbe letto. Il problema è che viene mal interpretato. Per esempio, per la Bibbia la cosa più importante è la vita, mentre invece ci dicono che bisogna morire per andare in paradiso. E invece questo deve essere raggiunto in vita. Per noi Rasta si tratta dell'Etiopia, dello Zion, della terra promessa. Però per gli altri, per esempio per gli svizzeri, si potrebbe trattare della Svizzera se si potesse vivere in amore ed armonia. Il problema è che si continua a soffrire per le cose materiali. E questa era l'ultima riflessione che ascoltiamo per questa prima puntata dedicata a Bob Marley. La seconda andrà in onda la settimana prossima. Ma prima di salutarci e di lasciarvi all'ultimo brano, ovvero la demo version di Forever Loving Ja, vi voglio ricordare che siete su Radio Onda Rossa e che la radio ha bisogno del vostro sostegno. Per cui vi invito a visitare le pagine all'indirizzo www.ondarossa.info per conoscere il modo per sostenerla. Inoltre lì troverete i contenuti, ovvero podcast, rassegne stampa, approfondimenti e gli appuntamenti prossimi per incontrarsi. Quindi buonanotte a tutte e tutti e tutto, buon Reggae Month, bella, ciao! Yeah.
more fire, keep it busy.
This station rules the nation, version. And this is that UI says. You're listening to Fabio B and Johnny and more fire every time. Okay?
Yeah. Code name, more fire on the run. Code name, Babylon action. Code name, more fire on the run. Radio, Babylon action. Well, we have the lyrics weapon. It brandish when the dance get ram. We start fling down the Roseman pattern. Full of knowledge and of wisdom. Some of them are come with them imitation. Born on the same day but a different pattern. But when you see the more fire show up on the run, you know say this your one when I ramp with the plan. Hey yo, tune in to the More Fire Show. This is Brother Culture. Big up the Under Rosa, massive, every time. Right.